A woman in a red coat rushes in front of me in the subway station, cutting me off at the yellow line marking the end of the platform. Chivalry prevents me from protesting aloud or asserting my right to board the train first, and compels me to pause for a second to let her pass. It's 1 second too many. The moment she steps into the subway car, the doors slide shut, and the train begins to move, leaving me behind, gaping like an idiot, at the beautiful profile of the woman in red who stole my ride. I barely have time to take in the regular curve of her nose, heart-shaped mouth, and dark hair swept back in a bun before the train gathers speed and they both disappear into the tunnel ahead. On the ceiling, the subway monitor informs me another train is due in 10 minutes. Fingers crossed it'll be on time, otherwise I'm going to be late, and I can't afford to be. I've spent months hunting for a new office, ever since the rent on my current space skyrocketed, and I had no choice but to cancel the lease. But so far, I've had no luck. All the places I've seen were out of my budget, or not to my taste. As in, they wouldn't be to any sane human being's taste, unless they favored dingy holes with no light, no windows, stained walls, and 50-year-old carpet. And the clock's ticking, not just to get to my appointment, but to find a new place, too, as I have to move out of my office next week. In short, I have everything staked on the newly renovated business complex I'm supposed to be visiting in less than an hour, assuming I can make it to Brooklyn Heights in time. Luckily, the next train pulls into the station on the dot, and, with no other corner cutters in heels before me, I hop in first and even find an empty seat. Ah! Now I can get to my appointment on time, and I don't have to grab onto an overhead handle while being jostled right and left, as that red-wearing woman is surely doing right now. Despite the unexpected setback, I reach my destination with 15 minutes to spare, just enough time to grab a quick breakfast first. I find a Starbucks in my path that's surprisingly not too busy, so I step in and give the female barista my standard order. Tall cappuccino, double espresso shot, easy on the foam. And a donut, please.
Right away, sir.
The young woman behind the counter smiles at me.
Could I have your name, please?
Lucas, I say. Luke is fine. Her smile widens.
Luke it is.
The barista rings up my order and frowns.
I'm sorry, sir. It looks like we're out of donuts. Could I get you anything else to eat?
Disappointed, I take a quick look at the bakery display. Blueberry muffin is okay. Thanks. I pay and move to the other end of the line to wait for my drink. In my peripheral vision, I catch a flash of red and turn toward it. And why am I not surprised to see a heart-shaped mouth bite down on a mouth-watering double-glazed donut? What should have been my donut? Looking away from both woman and pastry, I try to convince myself the muffin is going to taste just as delicious as the donut. It won't. When my cappuccino is ready, I move outside, since it's a sunny day, none too cold for March in New York. I hate eating and walking, so I sit at one of the metal tables and sniff the muffin. Mmm! Halfway through my first bite, the woman in red leaves the coffee shop. She strolls down the street without a care in the world. Her coat flaps open as she walks, revealing a black skirt suit underneath. The skirt is so tight it forces her to take small steps, while her black stiletto heels make a click-clack sound as they hit the concrete. That cute jumping donut-stealing witch? I hope I'll never see her again. I finish my breakfast and check my watch. Time to go. The address Leslie, my new real estate agent and the girlfriend of my best friend Garrett, gave me brings me to one of those industrial rehabilitations. Before the area was gentrified, the complex must have been a factory, now turned into lofts and offices. I take to the place at once, liking that history dwells within these walls and that the building isn't a brand new high-rise with no soul.